Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Women are more vulnerable financially as we age. Women have unique money issues. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Although women age 55 to 68 control 65% of the wealth in America, women in retirement are descending into poverty. These two disparate facts must be acknowledged. Now, here's how they're reconciled. Although men have more acute illnesses and die sooner, their medical needs tend to be covered under most insurance plans and Medicare. Women, on the other hand, spend more on out-of-pocket healthcare expenses. We have more chronic illnesses at midlife, require specialists and leading-edge medicine, and our illnesses frequently result in the need for long-term care. These needs are often not covered by many insurances or Medicare. Women, we live on average 5 years longer than men, but at age 65, our income is half that of men. This means we must factor in longer life expectancy and carefully plan the rate at which we spend our savings. Marital status is a big factor regarding women in retirement descending into poverty. 90% of women will live alone at some point in their lives. Widowed and divorced women are 3 to 4 times more likely to be poor than women in couples, and even those who may benefit from their husband's pension may find their pension benefit is wiped out or cut in half upon their husband's death. While current laws require pensions to offer a spousal benefit unless the spouse agrees to waive their rights, this was not the case in the past. For many older women, Social Security is their only source of income in retirement. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.